faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird,
it's a plane,
it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, the trap set by Superman for the man behind the curtain has snapped its jaw on Jimmy Olsen as the young reporter faces a new enemy in the lair of the hate monger.
You know, gang, this week's Pep Dish of the Week is really in the groove. As smooth a breakfast dish as you'd ever want to taste. It's a Pep strawberry flip, and you can fix it yourself with just a flip of the wrist. Here's the idea. You start with your regular serving of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal. Add some fine, ripe strawberries. Then, with your spoon, give the whole thing a neat flip. Now, carefully, so that you don't spill all over everywhere. And when the berries nestle down among those crisp, delicate flakes of Pep, what a treat you have. That sunny, golden, toasted flavor of Kellogg's Pep sparkles like anything. And those whole wheat flakes are so tender and crunchy, they really do things for the strawberries. Try a Pep strawberry flip, gang. See if it doesn't put an edge on your morning appetite. See if Kellogg's Pep doesn't taste so terrific, you want to pitch right in and polish off every single spoonful in your bowl. And, you know, that's the right angle nowadays when the cereal grains are being sent to fellows and girls all over the world. So, get hep to Pep, gang. Don't waste it. When Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's, make sure there's no waste at your house. If you pour your own Pep, pour it carefully and eat up every bit you pour out. Make it a habit to eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Masquerading as a young tough, Jimmy Olsen, cub reporter for the Daily Planet, gained entrance to the secret headquarters of the subversive hate-mongering organization calling itself the Guardians of America. There, he was given an assignment by the mysterious head of the organization, who spoke to him from behind a black velvet curtain. The assignment was to destroy a group of valuable oil paintings in an art gallery owned by a man named Adolph Klein. Clark Kent immediately contacted Mr. Klein, explained the situation, and secured his cooperation to make the man behind the curtain believe Jimmy had carried out his assignment. A false news story to the effect that the paintings were slashed with a razor blade appeared in the Daily Planet. A few hours later, Jimmy presented himself at the headquarters of the Guardians of America and was ushered into the leader's office. Stepping from behind his curtain, he congratulated Jimmy and introduced himself as Frank Hill. Now, with an arm around Jimmy's shoulders, Frank Hill led him to the door of the adjoining room.
I want you to meet a close associate of mine, Olsen, a man who has done a great deal for the Guardians of America. He's waiting for us in the next room. After you, Olsen.
As Jimmy started across the threshold, his eyes fell on the man in the next room, and he stopped dead in his tracks. The color drained from his cheeks and his lips turned pale. There was a horrible emptiness at the pit of his stomach as he recognized the man in the next room. His throat tight and dry, he could only gasp.
You.
Well, don't be rude, Olsen. Say hello to Mr. Adolph Klein. I believe you two have met before.
Yes, we have met. It was in my art gallery, wasn't it, young man?
Make certain, Adolph, this is a serious matter.
There's no question about it. He was with Clark Kent, a Daily Planet reporter at Kent's apartment. I believe he, too, works for the newspaper.
Is that true, Olsen? Answer me.
I... No, it ain't true. I never seen him before.
Close the door, Adolph.
Yes.
The game is over, Olsen. You played for high stakes and you lost.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, perhaps I can explain. We've been suspicious of you for some time. We decided to test you out by giving you an assignment on your own. You were told to destroy a number of paintings on display at Mr. Klein's art gallery. But what you were not told was that Mr. Klein has been a member of my organization for many years. Now you understand why I say the game is over.
I did what you told me to do.
May I suggest that you drop the tough accent? You're a clever little actor, but you're wasting your talent on us. You did what I told you to do, did you?
Yeah.
What actually occurred, Adolph?
I received a telephone call from Clark Kent, who asked me to visit him at his apartment on a matter of great importance. When I arrived, this young man was with Kent.
That's a lie.
Next time, my hand won't be open. Go ahead, Adolf.
He told me the whole story. How this boy had joined a gang working for the Guardians of America in order to learn who was at the head of it. The rest you know.
Thank you, Adolf. Well, Olson, now do you know what we're talking about?
Answer me, you little rattler. I'll throttle you with my bare hands.
Let go of me.
Answer then. Answer or I'll kill you.
Yes.
Yeah, you admit spying on me.
Yes.
You admit trying to lead me into a trap?
Yes.
Why did you do it? Why did you do it, I said?
You know why.
Don't tell me what I know. I'm asking you.
Because you set fire to Mr. Hoffman's store. Because you almost murdered Danny O'Neill. Because you're trying to get people to hate each other by spreading your lies and your poison. That's why.
Very amusing, isn't he, Adolf?
Yes, well.
Maybe it's amusing to you, but it isn't to me.
At the moment, I should say nothing would be amusing to you, Olson. You're on a one-way street with a dead end, and when I say dead end, I mean dead end.
You can't frighten me. I'm not afraid of your kind.
And you realize, of course, that now we've caught you, we can't possibly let you go. You understand that?
Go on, keep talking.
And since we neither have the facilities nor the desire to keep you as a permanent guest, there's only one thing that we can do. Tell me, how old are you?
Don't give me that line about my being too young to die. You didn't worry about that when you told Muggs to beat up Danny O'Neill, a kid 10 years old.
Well, that was an unfortunate mistake.
Oh, sure. The knife in Rabbi Stone's stomach was an unfortunate mistake, too, wasn't it? And it would have been an unfortunate mistake if Mr. White's car had been blown up and killed him and Dr. Leeds, the minister.
You don't approve of our efforts to keep foreigners out of America, do you? And to send those who are here back where they came from or get rid of them?
No. Because if you did that, there'd be nobody left but the Indians. Everybody knows that.
Well, we'll teach them different.
That's what Hitler and Mussolini said. They were going to teach the people, too. Do you remember what happened to them? Same thing will happen to you.
Shut up.
Don't like the idea, do you?
Shut up, I said. Shut up or I'll...
Go ahead. Go ahead, hit me. You're safe. Got your gang around.
Well, now we'll see how brave you are, Olson. How much courage all those fine words give you. We'll lock this boy in the vacant room at the end of the hall, Adolf. Tonight after dark, Eric and Clark will bind and gag him, drive him to the Metropolis Bridge, and drop him into the river.
This is Collins in the composing room, Mr. White. We're still holding page one of the final edition open. Any orders?
No orders yet. Just stand by.
Dick, in the press room, Mr. White. When do we run the final?
When I tell you to. Stand by.
Well, getting impatient, are they?
Now, look here, Kent. This is no laughing matter. That final edition should be out on the streets by now. I've held almost 40 minutes waiting for that story.
Well, Rome wasn't built in a day, Chief.
I'm not building Rome. I'm running a newspaper.
No.
Right now, I'm paying a press crew room overtime. When was Olsen supposed to call?
The minute he got clear. It won't be long now.
Well, that's what you said a half hour ago.
Relax, Chief, for heaven's sake. Any moment that telephone's going to ring and we'll have the most sensational story of the year.
You hope.
I know. Jimmy never let me down yet.
Too bad that you're letting your friend Mr. Kent down, Olson. I'm sure he's expecting to hear from you.
Well, don't lose any sleep over it.
Oh, still the bright, young, smart Alec, aren't you?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry we haven't had time to furnish the room and equip it with a telephone, Olson, but you'll only be in it for an hour or two.
Thanks.
You're quite welcome. I see you glancing at the window. Remember, this is the penthouse. We're 15 stories above the street. It's a long, long drop. Step inside. Oh, I won't be seeing you again before Eric and Carl take you for your last ride, so this is goodbye. Goodbye and good riddance.
As the door slams behind him and a key turns in the lock, Jimmy momentarily loses his nerve. His lower lip trembles. And he stands helplessly in the center of the bare room. What can he do? How can he possibly escape? We'll return for the tense climax of today's episode in just a moment. So keep listening.
Say, gang, when you hitch up your chair to the breakfast table in the morning, does your appetite sit up and take notice? Do you really want to eat the hearty sort of meal that helps start your day off right? Well, if it's a bowl of sunny, golden-toasted Kellogg's Pep you're hitching up to, most likely you can hardly wait to get started. Pep, you know, is called the Sunshine Cereal. It's loaded with smooth, full wheat sunshine flavor that practically sparkles on your tongue. Crisp, too, and tender and delicate. A royal sort of breakfast dish. Yes, sir, Kellogg's Pep certainly stacks up when it comes to really keen eating. And when it comes to nutrition, too. Because Pep gives you good whole wheat nourishment plus. So, you're in solid if you polish off every single toasted crisp flake in your bowl. And say, here's another angle, gang. Nowadays, the cereal grains, like the whole wheat in Kellogg's Pep, are being sent to fellas and girls overseas. So, it's not right to waste cereal. When Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's, take special pains to make sure that there's no waste at your house. If you pour your own Pep, pour it carefully and eat up every bit you pour out. And say, kind of keep an eye on your younger brothers and sisters, too. That's a cinch, isn't it? Just be sure to eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
Trapped and exposed as a spy, Jimmy Olsen has been literally sentenced to death by Frank Hill, the hate-mongering leader of the Guardians of America. While Clark Kent and Barry White are waiting in the editor's office for Jimmy's telephone call, the young reporter, becoming more desperate as the minutes go by and the first gray shadows of darkness creep over the city, is pacing his bare prison room, stopping at intervals to try the door in the vain hope that somehow it has become unlocked. But no such miracle occurs, and time moves on. Back and forth he paces, fighting off the fear and panic of utter helplessness. Suddenly he starts toward the window. Off in the distance he can hear faint music, strange music. He raises the window and leans out. Far below, an organ man is grinding out a melody while a monkey dances at the end of the chain. Jimmy's hands dart into his pockets. In a moment he has a scrap of paper and the stub of a pencil. Laboriously he writes an instruction and a message.
Take this to Clark Kent, Daily Planet newspaper. He will give you a dollar. Mr. Kent, I am locked in a room at their headquarters, 205 Willow Road. They are going to throw me off the Metropolis Bridge as soon as it is dark. Come at once and bring help. Jim.
Again, reaching into a pocket, Jimmy finds a coin, a quarter. Wrapping it in the note, he leans out the window and drops it. Down it falls, turning and twisting like some huge weighted snowflake, while Jimmy's heart chokes up in his throat as he watches it, fearful lest the coin slip out of the paper. But it lands intact a few feet from the organ grinder. Quickly, the monkey scampers over, pounces on it, and delivers it to his master. The music stops while the organ grinder unwraps the coin. His eyes light up when he sees the size of it. Raising his head, he nods his thanks. Then he notices the penciled writing on the scrap of paper. He studies it carefully, while high above from the open window of the penthouse room, Jimmy watches him, every muscle in his body taut and tense.
What's he waiting for? Why doesn't he deliver it?
Will the organ grinder deliver Jimmy's message to Clark Kent in time to save the young reporter? Or is he puzzling over the writing on the paper for one very good reason? Because he cannot read English. If that is true, Jimmy has gambled again and lost. Or has he? Tomorrow's exciting episode will give us the answer, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station, for the thrill-packed episode entitled The Last Ride. And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep. For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, if you want your dog to give you the glad eye, try giving him Kellogg's Grow Pup dog food at mealtime. There's a dog food that's as good as they come. It's got a swell, meaty flavor that goes over big with dogs. And there are three kinds of Grow Pup. There's Grow Pup Ribbon, Grow Pup Meal, and Grow Pup Pellets. All good for your dog. Grow Pup has vitamins and minerals, helps build strong muscles and teeth and bones. Just tell that to Mother, and I'm sure she'll want your dog to feed on Kellogg's Grow Pup every day. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.